This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, October 30th. God's word for you today is pay attention. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 2. And it says, "The officer assisting the king said to the man of God, 'That couldn't happen even if the Lord opened the windows of heaven.' But Elisha replied, 'You will see it happen with your own eyes, but you won't be able to eat any of it.'" The first thing we need to pay attention to this year is God is limitless. The second is trust is a major key to ease. Look inward and correct your own flaws. This is the third thing you need to pay attention to. It is easy to point fingers at other people's flaws. This person does not have faith. That person doubted God. This other person should have trusted God. Why are you looking for the speck in somebody else's eyes? When there is a log in your own eyes, guess what? The decade of destiny started out pretty rough, but things are turning and it is changing gears. For the people who trust God, the difference in their lives will be completely mind-blowing. The people who are brave enough to look inward, see their own flaws and correct them, make adjustments. Everyone will be shocked at how far they will go. Do not sit there scrutinizing someone else's life. The person is going higher and higher in God. Look inward and you are your own adjustment. You need to say to God, "Lord, please show me where I am placing a limit on you. Show me how and where I am blocking the flow." However, the truth is, you cannot realize it by looking at somebody else. I admit that it is tough for you to look at yourself, but that is the way to make progress. That is the way to the limitless life. The fourth thing is to expect supernatural interventions. Expect it because it is not going to be by power or by might. It is not going to be ordinary. People will look at you, look at the results in your life, and insist that something is at play. There are going to be angels at work for you. Ministering spirits are going to enter the scene in the name of Jesus. But you have to be open, be receptive, and expect it. The currency that heaven spends is expectation and desire. You cannot buy the anointing with money, but you have to be thirsty for it. And the fifth thing is to be careful about what the experts say. Newsweek, Clifford Stahl, said in 1997 that the internet is a fad and it will die out. The greatest inventors said cryptocurrency is a Ponzi scheme. The person that said is a very accomplished billionaire, but completely ignorant. Be careful because God is going to do through you that which eyes have not seen. So the expert that has seen what can be cannot midwife the future of what has not been. Steve Ballmer, the former CEO of Microsoft, said in 2007 that the iPhone will fail, but some people ignored him and bought the shares of Apple. What is happening to them today? Let us pray. Father, I will experience ease because I trust you. Help me to look inward and adjust, to expect supernatural interventions and prioritize your word in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.